KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 79. Northerly winds becoming east this afternoon at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 1:50 p.m. Tuesday of 31-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith from Red Oak. Griffith was taken into custody in the 300 block of Market Street for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon arrested 56-year-old John Wayne Goodall of Red Oak. He was taken into custody on an active warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of delivery of a controlled substance, which is a Class C felony. Goodall was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $20,000 bond. A Mills County man was arrested Tuesday on a warrant out of Tennessee. The Glenwood Police Department reports 57-year-old Jerry Klump of Glenwood was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports that on Monday morning, his deputies assisted in escorting an unruly person from the district courtroom and Page County Courthouse. The incident took place during a hearing. Palmer says a district court judge ordered 38-year-old Matthew Sherman Olson of Rural Coyne to be removed from the proceedings during a protection order hearing because the man had become agitated and angered over the events and outcome of the hearing. Shortly after Olson was removed from the courtroom and courthouse due to his behavior, he allegedly violated the protection order and harassed a protected party. Clarinda police handled the alleged violations as the protected party lives within the city limits of Clarinda. Warrants were issued by a Page County magistrate for Olson's arrest. Olson contacted the sheriff's office and threatened to shoot anyone that came to his door. After several attempts to negotiate Olson's surrender, an Iowa State Patrol tactical team was called for assistance. A perimeter around Olson's residence was set up by the Page County Sheriff's deputies with portions of the roadway blocked by the Page County Secondary Roads Department. That was done prior to the arrival of the tactical team. After several hours of negotiations and Olson displaying a long gun outside of the residence, Olson exited his home unarmed and surrendered to law enforcement at around 7:35 p.m. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond for the violation of the protection order. He also currently has a charge of harassment in the first degree, which carries a bond of $2,000. Both of those charges were filed with the court by the Clarinda Police Department, with additional charges expected. The U.S. Senate has approved a proposal from Iowa Senator Joni Ernst that would ban U.S. tax dollars from funding any of China's state-run labs. That would include the Wuhan Institute, where new reports suggest researchers were seriously ill before the first cases of COVID-19 were reported in 2019. Ernst says China continues to obstruct the international efforts to discover COVID-19's origins.
Refusing to allow independent scientists to review the database of coronaviruses that were being studied in the Wuhan Institute.
The ban on sending federal funding to China's research laboratories is now included in a bipartisan bill designed to address China's global ambitions. Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says not another dime of U.S. tax dollars should support research in the communist country.
Providing additional U.S. funds to subsidize any state-run lab in China, especially the Wuhan Institute of Virology, goes against the very purpose of the underlying bill, which is to support more research in the U.S. to better compete with China.
Ernst's amendment passed on a voice vote late Tuesday as senators considered several amendments offered by Republicans and Democrats. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs on Tuesday announced $600,000 in grants for historic preservation projects in or near Creston, Decorah, Elkader, Keokuk, and Muscatine. Iowa's Rural Heritage Revitalization grants will help rural communities preserve their history and foster economic development through the preservation of historic properties. The grants are funded by the U.S. Department of Interior's National Park Service and administered by the State Historic Preservation Office, which is part of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. The city of Creston is receiving a grant amounting to $114,800 for the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad Station project. The city will use the funds to rehabilitate the exterior of the 1899 Railroad Station, one of the oldest and largest active train depots that remain in Iowa. The project will address significant masonry deterioration resulting from age and exposure to the weather. Today, the building serves as the city hall, a senior meal site, an art gallery, and an active Amtrak station. The preservation of the building will draw positive attention to the important history of railroads in Creston and in Iowa, according to the Department of Cultural Affairs. DCA created the grant program last fall after Iowa became just one of eight states to receive funding through the National Parks Service Paul Bruin Historic Revitalization Grants Program. That federal program was named in honor of an influential preservationist in Vermont and designed to support states, tribes, local governments, and nonprofit organizations that own properties on the National Register of Historic Places. You can read more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.